If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Review
hey time.
Welcome back to the Cryptids Record Podcast. Oh, excuse me. I'm just mystery. I'm just mystery. I don't feel good.
And I'm Jay Clone. 67. Oh, no, you're sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been sick for like 2 weeks, and then I got sicker.
Oh, no, you're sicker
mm-hmm.
from this weekend.
Yeah, so Crypticon review, yay.
Well, let's get a little more oomph in that. Crypticon review 2025, as presented by us. Our review, our experience, our reflection on this year's Crypticon. With a lot of guest speakers there and a lot of...
Hotel's still junky.
Well, if any themed... if you've been listening to this show and you were here last year and the year before that...
It's still bad.
The hotel didn't get... We decided to stay at the hotel again. I guess we're just jumping right into this. So this is our Crypticon 2025 review episode. We're just going to jump right into it, I guess. So, we stayed at the hotel again. Even though we said we weren't... Things happened, and then we decided maybe that would be best to stay there, and then we ended up staying there, and we could give it a go one last hurrah just to see how much better things have gotten, like your bartender friend.
Oh, I'll tell that story. If anybody didn't know, me and this bartender have been going at it for like 4 years now.
Oh, yeah. Ever since the ownership changed.
When the ownership changed, there used to be a black guy that was a bartender, and he was the best bartender ever.
Really good.
He was really good. I mean, that place would be packed. And he'd be turning them out and being like, I'll be right back. I got to go run and get food.
And he was the only one.
The only one. And I'm, you know, you had to wait a minute because there was, you know, 70 people in there.
Right.
But he was great. And then now there's this young guy in there. And me and him have had problems every year.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't be a bartender. I said that the past 2 years. And he's still there. He's still there. Yeah. I don't know how or why.
Gosh.
They must not ever be busy.
I don't drink anymore. So I walk up. It's the first night, and I walk up, and I'm like, oh, I don't know how much of this story I should tell.
It's all right.
I walk up, and I'm like, hey, it was me, Emily, and Gary sitting down. Gary, you're listening. Here's your shout out. Love Gary to death.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Hey, I need 3 Pepsis. No. All right, can I get 3 Dr. Peppers? No. Keep in mind, everybody at home, he's holding a soda gun in his hand.
But nope, not for you.
And like, can I get any kind of pop? And he's like, you got to go to the lobby and get that.
Which then the lobby, they had like the standalone
like a cooler refrigerators. With like pops and that kind of stuff. But he's holding a soda gun. He is a server. And he, so I went out to the lobby and I acquired a whole bunch of soda pop and brought it back in. And then the next night, we brought our own cooler in a pub.
Yeah, since we couldn't get it there.
Yeah, I'm like...
But then the funniest thing was that same night, David had ordered a mixed drink, him and his wife.
Yes, and then he got so much pop, they gave him an extra pop.
Well, yeah, his drink was so strong, he asked for a pop so he could dilute it as he's drinking it, and the bartender gave him one. How does that work? But I don't know, I think it's funny. I think it's funny that... You just happen to always give them trouble.
I was nice. I want pops.
Or just something always just isn't
right. Hand me 3 cans of pop.
Nope. Go out there and do it. You're holding this. You have it in your hand. I can't give that to you. I can't sell it to you. Okay. I don't know. It was weird. But it was funny. And was that the first night? Was the pizza night first night?
No, that was pizza night was second night.
Okay. So it's all blurring together.
Yeah. He gave us a lot of hassle last year with pizza. He did not. It wasn't. He
didn't bother us this year. So he
knew it wasn't worth it.
Yep.
He knew that was
a fight. He wasn't winning.
That was a losing battle.
Yep.
No, the hotel's gross. If you guys ever go to Crypticon, probably don't stay at the hotel.
I feel bad saying it.
Why? We've given them 3 years, and it's always grosser.
Yeah. I didn't see mold on the ceiling in the shower this year.
I didn't look.
Well, I looked. I didn't see it.
Did you look behind the toilet where there's that giant hole?
I didn't look there.
There's seriously a...
I wasn't down there exploring.
No, because I sat on the toilet and it rattled.
Uh-oh. You
know, it moves.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm quite a bit larger than you.
Uh-oh.
Even though I've lost some weight, I'm still like double your size.
No.
What?
I don't know. I'm just going to keep saying uh-oh.
And it rattled. And it was like, oh, the toilet's loose. You know, and that can cause leaks and all kinds of stuff. So when I'm done, I get up and I look behind the toilet, and there's literally like a softball-sized hole in the wall.
It's an access point.
Yeah, for like Nutri-Rats or something like that.
For what?
Nutri-Rats, the big muskrats, the invasive giant water rats.
There you
it
go.
Wasn't like a European rat. Like,
look at the expert over here squeezing in animal facts.
You could
in a hotel review.
I mean, it was a muskrat hallway.
That's funny.
Two of them could be coming in and out at the same time.
Mm, exchange, you know.
A rotating door right there.
That'd be nice. They installed that.
I want to make that clear. I didn't see any rats.
No, there was nothing like that there.
There was bugs, but no bed bugs. We looked. But like just normal, I guess, you know, like stink bugs and like flies and that kind of stuff.
All right. Is that the negative portion of our...
Yeah. The hotel is the only negative part of it.
Okay, good.
So if you go, if you decide to go next year, what did they say? Carrie just told us someplace. Hey, Carrie. Carrie and Mark Muncy.
Oh, fantastic people. Thank
Love
you guys.
Love them to death. They're great.
They got loafed. You know.
Was it the Quality Inn down the road?
Yeah, down the road. I know Timothy stayed at the La Quinta Inn down the road.
There's a bunch of nicer hotels down the road. Before this, we liked it because you could drink and walk up to your room.
Yeah.
And this year, we're like, well, you know, we'll just, you know, try it. We'll give it one more shake.
One last, like, if it was good, we'd change the review on Google.
Gosh, they called me for months. Dear Harry.
Yeah, they called you Harry.
My name is, my Google review is my name. And then they kept calling me Dear Harry.
Yeah, and they called you on the phone, called you Harry.
Yes, they did, and I was...
I wonder if they have you in their notes, like, that's just what
the
they were...
The big hairy guy.
Yeah. And they're like, well, what's his name? He has Harry written down.
Like, the manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the hotel did steal David Hardy's artwork.
Yeah, that was kind of wild, wasn't it?
Yeah. And David didn't believe me. He's like, you mean it kind of looks like my artwork? I'm like, no.
No.
No. No, I think it's yours.
It's yours.
The hotel, and then, yeah. They had it all over the menus and all over their website and everything like that, and with no credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is, look up royalty-free art. If you can't afford to use somebody's art, look up royalty-free art.
Yeah, it's fine.
Or contact the artist.
Yeah. Like, especially David, if they're going to be at your event.
Yes. David's like, if they just would have asked and put art by David Hardy, like, yeah. I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
But, you know? But now it's just like, because they had a drink called the Mothman for this weekend.
And they used his Mothman art.
They used his Mothman art on everything.
Okay.
I'm like, that would have been so much advertising.
All right. We're 10 minutes in almost, and it's just...
The hotel's bad. Don't go to the hotel.
All right. But, Crypticon.
They took all of our towels.
Event. Okay. What?
They got rid of all the towels in the pool area.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's a new policy thing.
I'm just saying policy sucks.
Oh, well, that's probably all hotels now.
All right.
Just them. But, the pool was fun. The hot tub was nice. Day two. But, okay, day one. I'm trying to think. So we get there. We set up. We're in a new spot this year.
Wasn't good.
Well, okay.
The spot wasn't good.
The spot wasn't good, but that's all
right. I'm very sick, so I'm very negative.
All right, so let's try to keep it positive here.
There was a lot more vendors this year, I think.
I think so, too.
A number of vendors.
Sons of Appalachia was there making their Crypticon debut.
The Sons of Appalachia. Appalachia.
Which, you know, we coined a new term this weekend, or a new name.
Oh, yes.
And I think they need to rename at least that show, or maybe just the characters. Someone needs to draw it.
Jeb,
I'm talking to you, Mr. Backwoods Boogeyman.
I think they need to hunt this creature.
Yeah. So Sons of Appalachia, this is also good fodder for you for future episodes. They need to hunt. Hold on. I want to make sure I say it right. Buckleberry Bill.
Yeah, they need to hunt a Buckleberry Bill.
A Buckleberry Bill.
A BBB.
I didn't even realize that. It's a BBB monster, boys.
A Buckleberry Bill.
Hoorah! I can't do the other guys, but I don't know how to do a buck impression, but
he just talks like my brother. I don't.
The only impression I can do a buck is if I'm getting possessed by the Cherokee Devil.
That is one of the best episodes ever.
It was my favorite one. But yeah, a Buckleberry Bill for Sons of Appalachia. Jeb, draw it. Draw a Buckleberry Bill because it's going to be hilarious. I can only imagine.
How do we get on this?
Huh?
What were we talking about?
Sons of Appalachia was there at Crypticon. So I think why we like Crypticon the best, I think even just the vendors in general.
It's
Crypticon is the event where we all...
It's like our end of the year, seeing everybody.
Yes.
Hanging out with all of our friends, our vending friends.
Yep. So that's on the vendor side of it, the most fun part of Crypticon.
A lot of amazing vendors. I mean, it's got a lot of heavy hitting vendors.
It does, which makes Crypticon awesome.
And it's right before like Thanksgiving, Christmas. So if you need to find like Christmas gifts for a cryptid person, even if you're not into that stuff, it's great for that.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's fantastic for it.
You got, excuse me, all kinds of options.
And just A+ vendors all across the board.
They're not a dog in the bunch.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, throw our hat in the ring. I mean, not that we're one of the better ones either, but hey, we got cool shirts, I guess, but that's about it.
We did okay on shirts.
Yeah. That's why we like Crypticon. That's the best part. So I want to go through and give some shout outs to some of the vendors here. I'm going to make sure I cross them off because I don't want to mix them up with listeners that came to visit us as well, too.
Oh, do you have vendors and listeners?
Yeah, we have both.
All mixed together?
Yeah, pretty much. But Jeff from Star Cruiser Studios. Now, if you guys, because I'm going to kind of use this as a vendor highlight, too. So if you guys,
they're
Google these guys.
A bunch of our friends.
Like you said, Christmas is coming up. Google these guys and you can order some stuff. Jeff from Star Cruiser Studios just came out with a brand new, like a...
Several since the last time we've seen him.
Oh, several prints, yes. But this one in particular seemed to be the hottest one at Crypticon. I mean, even out of any booths, I've seen tons of people walking around with this poster. But Jeff from Collins from Star Cruiser Studios drew up like the different types of Bigfoot around the world.
That was a really cool one. So the only reason I didn't get it is me and Emily were not buying anything this weekend.
Oh, that's
getting
fine.
Any art or anything like that.
Yeah.
But because we're moving to a much smaller house.
Right. You don't need that
the
stuff.
Wall's already full of art. But it was a very cool one. Mariah Mary even got one.
Mm-hmm. So check out Star Cruiser Studios. Check out his Instagram. Awesome, awesome stuff with awesome, always putting out new work. So Jeff, and he's the loafer. Jeff is the OG loaf. So go ahead and send him a message telling him that. Joe and Jeff from Joe and Jess from Cryptoteology. They sent us the nicest Christmas card.
Oh, yes.
And it was awesome. I want to say thank you guys. I didn't get down there as much. They were on the opposite side of the venue as us.
They were pretty far away, but we got to talk to them a little bit, and they're always super nice.
Yes. And I think Joe came a second in the costume contest with his Mothman Randy Savage costume.
That is fun.
It is very fun. Let's see here. Check, check. John Turley, flying solo from Crowtown Squatchers. Check out their store, their Facebook page. Give John a shout out. But yeah, John was flying solo this weekend. I don't know how he did it, but he did. He made it through.
He lived.
I had fun talking with him. Oh, and just a quick shout out to B Mills was there.
Oh yeah, B snuck in.
B Mills, the famous B Mills, snuck in there. She even posted me on her Facebook. I wasn't expecting that.
That is always funny.
She asked me to take a photo of him. I mean, I did the classic trick where you do the selfie instead of the actual photo. Well, she posted my selfie. Okay, let's see here. B, cross him off. And of course, Wild Bill was there.
Oh, always great seeing Wild
Bill. Hoorah, Wild Bill. Uncle Bill was there.
He was mad at us, though. Did you hear him?
No.
He was actually upset with us.
Uh-oh, for what?
Not bringing the kids.
Oh, okay, that's believable. Yeah, I can see that. Way to go. No wonder why never mind.
Everybody didn't know. He loves my kids, and he'll carry them around everywhere.
He did last year, all at Crypticon, all last year.
Oh, and our event and everything like that. Like, he was carrying them around constantly.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, where did Bill get a baby?
He just finds them.
He does. Well, he does that.
I'm trying to think who I have their card, but I don't I think it's at home. I left it at home in my coat pocket. But the couple that was right beside us, I'm
blanking on their names, too. They were super nice.
But they were super sweet. They're from Southern Kentucky. They one was a professional Santa, so Mr. Wolf at home. We got some friends to introduce you to. We might have to get a Santa Con coming together now that we're...
I think there is a Santa Con.
Oh, shoot. Well, we might have to put it on our own with all the Santas we're accumulating. But they did caricatures, professional Santa. They did their homemade leather work and a bunch of, like... craft stuff. They were awesome people. I want to invite them to the Bigfoot Jamboree 3. I want to invite them. So shout out to those guys. I know I'm not
to do the Jamboree again. I don't.
We'll see. We'll just see. We'll reassess. I want to give Timothy Wayne Williams. Timothy Wayne Williams. Where do we start there? So if you guys are listeners,
he is the single largest piece of art like collection that I have.
That's true. It's very good art. Timothy's
He does custom, a lot of custom pieces if you need custom work.
Yep. He's a classical painter, oil painter. Timothy's very talented. If you haven't, I guess, been on our page, on our Facebook page, please check it out because Timothy's
met the
always.
Devil.
Yeah, he did. We did an episode with Timothy Wayne Williams as well. So check that out in our episode catalog. But Timothy's awesome. We had a lot of fun with him this weekend, and I pranked him. And I don't know if I think he was a little upset. I think he was a little hurt. I think it was a little too mean. What do you think?
I think you were too mean.
Or am I being mean to you?
I think you're mean to both of us.
Maybe a little bit.
I think me and Timothy were like very upset with you.
Maybe. So Mr. E brought, what'd you bring? 4 canvases?
Yeah.
But you only finished 3, I think.
Yeah, no paintbrushes.
Oh, yeah. So you brought 4 canvases, some acrylic paint, and you were ready to paint during the whole weekend, and you were going to paint for our friends and vendors. You were going to make custom
unique art. My goal was to paint people at the conference and see if anybody could tell who they were, like our friends and, you know, some of the speakers, vendors.
Yeah.
It didn't, yeah.
It didn't turn out that way. You ended up painting animals, which I think you're better at that anyways.
Or cryptids.
Cryptids, yeah. I mean, what's the difference? It's all the same thing, right? But so you painted a nice Hopkinsville goblin, and you know, it was pretty good. Oh, and we gave it to, we ended up giving it to, which you're going to have to check out their page, people. Adam and his family from Ohio, or right down the road from us. His daughter does MetaZoo card
opening. I think they're going to have a bat or a booth at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
There is a chance they may.
If we do it again.
If we do it again, if it happens, I'm pulling up their YouTube page right now. And let's see here. Their YouTube page, so everyone at home, MetaZoo Maniac. So if you Google or YouTube at MetaZoo Maniac, you can find their review at Crypticon where they open MetaZoo cards at Crypticon. They also did one at the Iowa Bigfoot Jamboree, so you can check that episode too. And I think in the back of that episode, you can hear us doing the Bigfoot calling contest, which is pretty funny. So big shout out to those guys.
Oh, you remind me of something too. Last week, have you heard any weird noises in the background? Because a couple people were like, there's EVPs in the background. I listened to them. They were my children screaming three rooms away.
EVPs.
Which I get, because the one sounded like really weird, and it was 100% Willow screaming. Just so you, like, I have three little kids. They're not near this room, but they got some lungs on them.
They're two rooms away in a hallway.
So if you hear any weird noises, it's probably that, just so you know.
So, yeah, just FYI. So anyways, back to the Hopkinsville Goblin painting that the MetaZoo Maniac, you ended up gifting to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took that Hopkin. And if anyone doesn't know, Timothy Wayne Williams, when you see his art, if you know it, if you don't, check it out.
High quality oil.
Very high quality. I wouldn't say impressionistic, but real. It's realism. But with slight impressionistic, it's great. Its quality is fantastic. It's very classical.
I don't know the
difference in art. It looks good. Like a, it's nice. It's very, very nice. Well, what I did is right over his shoulder when he was sitting at his booth, but he couldn't see me. I snuck around and I swapped one of his nice mountainous scenic paintings out with a Hopkinsville Goblin by Mr. E. And I even slapped the price tag sticker on it. And then I just left it there for about 15 minutes. And it was literally right over Timothy's shoulder. And he didn't notice. And I was starting to feel bad. And I'm like, oh, crap. Like, he should have noticed by now, but he hasn't. Just because people are talking to him and he's busy. And once you're in a kind of in a groove in your booth, you don't really notice what's going on around you as much. But so I did a circle. Me and Emily went around and did a circle just to see if it, and sure enough, it's still there. And he's still sitting at his booth, like all proud of all of his stuff with his painting sitting over his shoulder of this.
Mean.
No, this Hopkinsville Goblin Demon thing. I think we have a picture of it somewhere. I'll have to post it. That was hilarious. So I walked up to Timothy and I said, man, I just keep hearing everybody. I had to find it. And he's like, find what? I'm like, well, everyone out there keeps asking us about the Hopkinsville Goblin painting by Timothy Wayne Williams. And he was like, Hopkinsville Goblin? He's like, you sure it was me? And I said, you're Timothy Wayne Williams, aren't you? Well, yeah. And he's like, oh, I don't remember. What are you talking about? I don't remember. And he looks over his one shoulder and there's nothing. I'm like, I don't see it over here. And then he turns around and knows over his shoulder and he finally sees it. And he's like, oh my gosh. And yeah, he got a pretty good kick out of it. But he immediately requested I removed it from his booth and threw it in fire and a hole and burnt it.
He was not happy with you. And then he blamed me and I'm like, I had nothing to do besides painting it.
Right, yeah.
Jay picked it up and took it away.
It was me, Timothy. I was the schemer. I couldn't help it. Michael's mom brought it out of me, I'm telling you.
She is a little,
she's devious.
Word? Devious.
She's sneakily devious.
She likes tricks.
Yeah, but yeah, she does. Which, yeah, did I mention Michael yet?
No.
Okay, well, let's do that next. So Michael Thompson, famous author, actor, great swimmer, new homeowner.
Roof engineer.
He's a, well, roof inspector. Roof inspector. What else has Michael been up to lately?
I'm so sick and tired. I can't help with this thing.
Okay. Oh, beard grower.
I was upset about that, that he shaved before.
If you're listening at home, go over to Michael Thompson's socials, any of them, I don't care, and just tell him, bring back the beard. We want the beard. Let him know. It looks great.
He looks very good with the beard because he grows a nice full beard.
He does. I didn't see it coming.
It swings his age like about from his real age. It swings up by about 7 years either way.
Yeah.
When he shaves, he looks 7 years younger.
Yeah.
And when he has a full beard, and he looks good, but he looks like a hardened explorer.
A what?
Hardened explorer.
Oh, explorer. Okay.
Like he's been out in the jungle and, you know, talked to tribes. And,
yeah. No, it's true. But Michael, we had a great time with you this weekend. His mom, thank you. She's awesome. She took care
Tracy,
of us.
Tracy, right?
Yep, Tracy took care of us. She's a prankster.
Oh, never mind.
What?
Nothing. I've admitted just things I don't want to admit to.
Okay, fair. She's a prankster, and it's enjoyable, but she doesn't like being pranked on, and I have to tell her this. This is very important. I just need her to understand from this weekend that the flower pot has many colors.
The lid.
The lid of the flower pot.
No.
Oh.
Just the lid has many colors.
The lid. I don't know where I got flower pot from.
I don't know.
The lid has many colors. The lid has many colors.
Nobody's going to listen to this episode.
Okay.
I was mean for 10 minutes and then... This is like a fever dream we're getting into.
I don't know. This is Crypticon Review. I just want to say thanks and praise all of our friends.
Excuse me.
All right. That was... any vendor...
You have the list. I don't have the list.
I know, but we didn't write everybody down. This is all
fever
dreaming.
No, we
tried to. Whitney. Whitney,
oh, Whitney's on always so much fun. She's doing custom art for both of us.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Thank you, Whitney. We're really excited. Looking forward to that. And then let's get into our listeners. And David Hardy...
Hardyware,
or Cryptid Empire.
Amazing family.
Cryptid Empire. Wait, that's what it is. That's what he's... That's right?
Yes.
Okay, Cryptid Empire, David Hardy, and his whole family had dinner with us. So did Jeff from Star Cruisers, had Cracker Barrel with us. Awesome time. Love you guys. All right, listeners and people who came to visit us, Tim and Shauna, thank you for visiting our booth. I'm going to go right down the list.
All right, wait, who's Tim and Shauna?
Help me. Huh?
Okay. I'm just trying to remember. Go ahead.
Let's just get through them all first, really quick. Tim and Shauna, thank you for coming to visit us. Barb and Jean.
Always. Barb and Jean. They brought us 18 brought pounds us brownies. Of brownies.
Yes.
I seriously, ladies, ate half that pan of brownies.
He's not kidding.
That's all I had for food until dinner on Saturday.
And it's no wonder why you're sick today.
Well, no, I've been sick for 2 weeks.
I know, but that didn't help.
It probably did.
The brownies?
Because I wasn't eating.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So at least sugar is like, it's fast energy.
Yes. I don't know. It's just
funny. Was not eating. And then, yeah, because the pizza made me sick. Not anything with the pizza. Me being sick and eating like pizza was just too much.
Yeah.
I probably ate that whole, and it took me forever to give away the last one because I'm like, if I eat one more brownie, it's too many brownies. Go ahead.
One's too many. Or one too many is too many. I don't know. Leah and Jake. Yep, Dressel.
Always great.
Okay.
Love
so
them.
I'll share this with you guys. So we spotted Leah and Jake from across the room starting to head our way.
Oh my gosh, you.
So I'm an idiot. So I'm like, oh, then this will be funny. I'm going to hide under the table. And then when they walk up to the table, I'm going to reach out and grab Jake's legs and try to scare him from. So I'm sitting there waiting. I feel like an idiot.
You were.
There's people like walking by and I'm.
Yeah. A 35-year-old man underneath a table.
Like just waiting. So I see a pair of boots walk up right to the thing. And then I see another pair of boots walk up right to the table. And I hear Jake. And when the second boots come up, I hear Jake's voice start talking. So in my head, I see two pair of boots and I hear Jake's voice. I'm like, aha, this must be Jake. So I reach my arms out and grab the legs and start shaking them. And I didn't grab Jake's legs. I grabbed his wife's, Leah.
And Leah did not flinch.
Didn't do nothing.
Didn't react. She literally, I was sitting there. She just like, Darren, she's like, that's weird. That like, that's odd.
Yeah. And I'm like,
whoever's under the table is an odd duck.
And I popped up and then I realized, oh, that wasn't Jake's boots or his legs. And she's like, I'm a school teacher. That I don't get surprised like that. And I'm like, well, I feel like an idiot. I hope you two enjoy your day. Yeah, that was bad, but funny. Connor and Alex from the Cincinnati Zoo, speakers at Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yep, and their kids.
And their kids they brought. We had a great time with you guys. I'm trying to think. I can't remember. I know there was something funny. They were sitting beside our booth, their kids. They were just, their kids were screwing off, but being funny. And I could tell it was annoying Alex, but I had to turn away and not laugh because their kids are pretty funny and ornery.
Ornery. They are ornery. Yeah. They're fun, though.
Jackie and Robert from You Big Apes.
Oh, yeah.
Known them forever. Chief Cornstalk was there, made a sighting. It's been a while since we've seen him. Check out You Big Apes.
Been
awesome
even
stuff.
Since we've seen Jackie.
Yeah, you're right. Both of them, really, it felt like forever.
Because we've seen Robert at Hocking Hills.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Next would be Charlie from the Shadow of Legends podcast.
Oh, Charlie's so much fun. Check out his podcast.
We got to have Charlie back on the show. I don't even remember if we had Charlie on the show or we were on Charlie's show.
Both. We did like the swap cast thing.
And then Gary and Kelly, but Kelly wasn't there this year. Mm-hmm. So just Gary flying solo. Gary, we'll hang out with you anytime.
Well, that weren't, Gary's going ice fishing with us.
Oh, yeah. Gary's one of our ice fishing.
First time ever fishing.
He's going ice fishing.
Freshwater version.
So that'll be fun. That'll be interesting. Gary, we're looking forward to it with you. Okay, Brendan Shepherd? I don't remember Brendan. Why do we write down Brendan? Was I there for this?
I don't look at me. Is it in my? There's no nothing in there. Was in my handwriting.
No, this one's in
Emily's.
Emily's, yeah.
Oh, I talked to Brendan.
Okay, there we go.
He was very nice.
We had
a long conversation, so Emily put in. Yeah.
Okay, good. So you know Brendan?
Yes.
Okay, I there for that?
I don't think so. May have been when you were up at the room.
Okay, that one doesn't sound as familiar. Abby and Dad Charlie. Does that sound familiar? Sorry, Abby.
Yeah.
I remember. The younger girl and her dad.
Yep, they listened. Remember they came back and got pictures.
Yep, I do remember now. She was wearing the gray shirt, and her dad was wearing the, he had glasses. I think he had a hat on, like a ball cap.
She said they listened on the way to school.
Yes, them too. That's awesome. That's so, yes. I don't know. I really enjoy that, especially when families are listening together and we get to hear that for the first time when people come up and introduce themselves. Like, I don't know. That's just awesome to me. Mm-hmm. Chris Stewart from our Hyena documentary and his wife. We had a fun time talking with you guys.
Talk to his wife. Let me.
Corey,
yes.
Corey, it was so, I got a funny story. When we first got there, this was Friday night. This is the first time I saw Chris. I didn't even make the connection until like after the fact, till after we were sitting there talking or got off the elevator with him. Then I realized that's Chris. So I'm getting on the elevator. It was Emily with me? I think she was. But we're getting on the elevator, go back up to the room after, I think we were getting something back or bringing it down. I don't remember. But we're getting on and a couple's just getting on right before us. So I followed him in there and I said, you mind if we squeeze on here with you? And this guy turned around and just looks at us and goes, no, you're not allowed. And I'm like, well, we're coming on anyways. Like, I thought it was funny because the way he just said it, kind of funny, but in a fake mean way. I don't know. Like, you're not welcome here, basically. Well, it turned around and it was Chris and his wife, Corey, telling me I couldn't ride the elevator with him. But then it happened again later the next day. I was getting on the elevator and I was on first. And guess who followed me in there? Chris and his wife. So I told them no. Patty and George. So you're going to be hearing from Patty and George on our show in the future. The only teaser I'm going to give you, George was in Antarctica and he seen some cool stuff.
Not only was he in Antarctica, he has proof that he was in Antarctica.
Oh, yes.
And he went back and he's like, went and got.
Yeah, he went back. Oh, so he has this jacket from his.
I wasn't going to say what the proof was.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just show
screw
it.
Screw me then. I had a secret too, but not a, you know, whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not going to say. He just had a jacket that was had the design of the, I guess the
McMurdo Station.
Yeah, McMurdo Station. And he was in the Winter Over group. Mm-hmm. I'll post that whenever we have George on the show. Maybe that'll be like the cover art or something for the episode. I don't know. It's pretty sweet. He shared some awesome stuff. I really enjoyed talking to him and his wife. And then his wife, I guess you could say she's sensitive to spirits.
Oh, that was crazy.
That was wild. I'll share that later on the episode with them guys as well too, because I might have to just have her on as well. She told me some stuff about me and people around me and my family that I've never told anybody before, and not in this world or this space on the podcast. So that was pretty wild. That was pretty wild. An event from about 22 years ago, and she was hitting details on the head. So I was like, huh, cool. No, it was really cool though. It was nice, I guess. But yeah, so that's about all of our shout outs that we have written down. If we missed you guys, we're sorry. Paul. I almost forgot Paul. He's right here too.
Paul the magic dancing boy.
Paul was doing magic tricks for me. He was entertaining me all weekend. He did about 80 costume changes in about a 20-minute time span.
He did not get pink eye.
He did not get pink eye for anyone out there. He scratched his eye. Confirmed.
Scratched his cornea.
Probably pretty bad from this. Honestly, it was probably from...
It looked bad.
It did. It looked really bad.
We were worried for him.
Yes, we were. But I think it was from all the mask changes. He scratched it on one of them. He really did. He changed his costume about 5 or 6 times. And he was... The Jason mask was pretty cool. I don't know if you saw it, but it was
pretty... I didn't see that one.
It was pretty cool. Okay, I'm trying to remember anything else from... But overall, you know, Crypticon, we had a good time. We had a great time seeing everybody. I don't know if we'll be venting again next year. I know it'll be a busy time of the year for us. I guess we'll just stay tuned. We'll keep you guys informed whether or not we'll be back next year. Right as of right now, our next event we'll be seeing, you'll be able to see us in person. It's going to be the Arkansas. Live show in Arkansas, so stay tuned for that.
No, not the live show in Arkansas, the festival in Arkansas.
Oh, the festival in Arkansas. We'll be speaking live at it.
The Arkansas Cryptid Fest. Hopefully, I remember. I'll put the ticket links below if you want to get the VIP tickets.
Yes.
So, and then we do have a bunch of live shows that are in the works for next year.
So, yeah, let's talk about that.
Still hammering out the details. I mean, there's nothing... I mean, with everything from the... Like you already mentioned, Jeb and Believe in the Bizarre guys... So Cleveland, Michael Thompson,
right?
You know, and Matthew Orton.
That's what we want to do. We want to grab do a show with another podcast, another speaker, an author, a friend of the show.
I can't believe you. Well, you didn't get us here, but we forgot somebody. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mentioned that after this. So that's our goal for next year. So if you would like to see us in your hometown or somewhere near you, please reach out to us, and then we'll reach out. What we're planning on doing this next year is we want to reach out to local libraries and from state to state and give presentations and educational talks at libraries and try to reach out to you guys that way. And that's our goal. And we want to do a little less conventions and more live shows in that regards. So if there's you've got a spot in your hometown or just in your hometown in general and you want to see us. Yeah, even if you own a place and you want to bring us there, please reach out to us. We'd love to do it. We'd love to come see you guys and give you the opportunity to listen to us speak and see us in person and share us with your thoughts and feelings, what you've, want to share in person and not online. But yeah, so, okay, what were you saying then?
I forgot. Tracy Pauly. Got to see her. Jerry Pauly, Tracy helped us. He'll be a Horror Stories for a long time.
Podcast.
Me and Emily got to see Tracy. She's only here for a couple minutes. Love her to death. Go out and support her. There's still the podcast is still going on in a different capacity. I believe there's still Patreon and there's ways to support Tracy. Please do.
Yes. I wish I could have seen her. I think I seen her walking by, but like you said,
she did not stay very long.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't blame her. Trying to think if anybody else we may have missed. We do have one other announcement too. I can't believe I forgot. So in Nashville, Indiana.
Oh, and I had them. Okay. Debbie and Patty.
Yep. There we go. Debbie and Patty.
From the Indiana
Bigfoot Research Organization, yes, the IBRO.
IBRO. They invite us down as speakers for the Indiana Bigfoot Conference,
which is going on September 25th and 26th, 2026, which is my birthday weekend.
Weekend before the Jamboree.
Yeah, which is exciting. We are, this is breaking news. We are honored to be one of their speakers, their VIP speakers. So that'll be in Nashville, Indiana, September 25th and 26th. Come see us talk. I'm sure, I think they're still hammering out their speakers, but hey, they got us there.
When they start publishing stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So keep an eye on our page, and we'll share that information so you guys can come see us. We'll get our own little tour list put up as well, too.
Yeah.
And so you guys can come see us if we're in a town near you.
Yeah.
So Crypticon review 2026. That's been our experience. I'm sure I'm missing stuff. We had dinner and stuff there too at the hotel.
To the festival, not the hotel.
Correct. Go to Crypticon convention.
Don't stay at the hotel.
Don't stay at the hotel. That's all. That's what we would like to say.
Or you'll be sick for weeks.
Yeah. Your nose will be stuffy for a week. Yeah, it's fun.
All your clothes will smell like marijuana.
Well, that's just if you stayed in our hallway.
Yeah, that was bad.
But that's not the hotel's fault.
I will agree. That's not the hotel's fault.
That was just unfortunate. We were
near them,
yeah. Which, yeah, I don't care about that stuff. Just do it outside, please.
Do it outside.
Don't make everyone else smell it.
I don't care. It's like cigarettes. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care at all. Just do
it outside.
That's our PSA. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll say bye and you hit the button.
Okay. Fair
blue
enough.
Blue top right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jade Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!